Hello, friend. Welcome back to Learning English Through the Bible. Let's open our Bibles to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, verse 7. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the lake, and a large crowd from Galilee followed. When they heard all he was doing, many people came to him from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, and the regions across the Jordan and around Tyre and Sidon. Because of the crowd, he told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him, to keep the people from crowding him. For he had healed many, so that those with diseases were pushing forward to touch him. Whenever the evil spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God!" But he gave them strict orders not to tell who he was. Multitudes of people were drawn to our Lord Jesus from all Israel and its surrounding areas. Jesus loved them all. He healed the sick, and more importantly, he taught them about God's salvation and God's kingdom. Jesus had strictly forbidden the evil spirits, the fallen angels who follow Satan, to spread the truth that Jesus is the Son of God, because light has no fellowship with darkness. And God did not prepare salvation for Satan and his followers, but for men alone. While the only possible destiny for the evil spirits is the lake of fire, all men who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus will receive God's salvation and inheritance in his kingdom. The next paragraph of Mark chapter 3 tells us that Jesus had called 12 of his disciples and sent them to spread the gospel and to heal the sick. Even so, they were still undermanned and overworked, for the needs were great. Let's go back to the Bible, chapter 3, verse 20. Then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." And the teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem said, "He is possessed by Beelzebub. By the prince of demons, he is driving out demons." Knowing that Jesus was too busy to care for himself, his family was worried. Not knowing that Jesus is the Son of God, they rushed to the easy but wrong conclusion that he is out of his mind. The Lord Jesus, of course, knew their concern for him, but he could not and did not follow their wishes. He did God's will to care for the lost sheep, sinners like you and me. Seeing the Lord's miraculous healings and hearing his authoritative teachings of God's kingdom, the teachers of the law judged Jesus and pronounced that Jesus was possessed by Beelzebub, which is the name of the prince of the evil spirits. I'm sure you understand how much that hurt the heart of our Lord. Yet the Lord did not punish them, but clearly pointed that their logic was faulty. Along with that, Jesus gave them the following stern warning. "I tell you the truth, all the sins and blasphemies of men will be forgiven them, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. He is guilty of an eternal sin." He said this because they were saying he has an evil spirit. Will those men never be forgiven? At this point, you certainly want to ask, does that mean God's forgiveness is limited? Isn't God's love for man unconditional? Didn't God promise us in Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3, saying, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness." Yes, the Lord did promise us love everlasting. Yes, God is faithful. He fulfills what he promises. When we were still trapped in the vicious cycle of sin and death, Jesus died on the cross so that all who believe in his name may be forgiven. If someone insists that the Holy Spirit in Jesus is an evil spirit, to that man, God is no different from Satan. To that man, light is obviously no different from darkness. He would never realize that he needs God's salvation from the trap of sin and death, and therefore would never repent and call upon the Lord's name to be saved. Blessed is the man who is shameful yet turned for God's grace. Woe is the man who is shameless and perishes in his own stubbornness. Dear friend, do you believe in God's great love for man? God longs to love us. He prepared salvation for all men. He prepared an everlasting new home for his children. Yet he does not force his will on us. We mere men have the freedom to receive his forgiveness and love. We mere men even have the freedom to reject his forgiveness and love. Dear friend, what do you choose? I pray and hope that you are like those whom Jesus called his brother, sister, and mother. Let's read the last few verses of this chapter. Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you." "Who are my mother and my brothers?" he asked. He looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." Well, time is up. Let's read one of my favorite verses for you before saying goodbye. John 1:12-13. "Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God." May the gracious Lord bless you. See you next month.